You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Yes, hello, welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Saturday's action on this edition. Real busy Saturday to look forward to as well. We've got action from Newbury, Ripon, Newmarket, Doncaster and Perth in the afternoon. We've got Bath, Market Racing and Tramore in the evening. There's also good racing over in Ireland from the Curragh in the afternoon as well. We'll try and squeeze in the Irish St. Ledger trial there. And on the domestic front, a couple of group races at Newbury. We've got the William Hill, Great St. Wilfred at Ripon as well. Plenty to get stuck into. Live from 1:10 p.m. with James Millman, Andrew Mountain, Paddy Aspel in the studio. My name is Mark Walton and I'm joined in the studio right now by Craig Forsyth. How are you, Craig?
Yeah, I'm very well, thanks, Mark. Very well indeed.
Good. A lot of it on Saturday. It's a busy Saturday. Some real good races to look at along the way as well.
Yeah, it is. I mean, obviously, Ripon's big day, the Great St. Wilfred, obviously sponsored by William Hill, so it's an absolute cracker. The consolation race, you know, people will be looking to that race for some clues, i.e. the draw for the big race later on. I personally wouldn't take too much because I'd rather be looking at the pace angles on both those races, Mark. So okay, you could see one drawn low and one winner and one drawn high. Wouldn't be the biggest shock in the world, but all set fair for what should be a wonderful day at the Garden Racecourse at Ripon on Saturday, and it's good to see that their main event, the handicaps, have been well supported, and they look very, very competitive.
Yeah, fiendishly difficult, in fact, the William Hill Great St. Wilfred 6 furlong big field handicap. We could see a number of different results if we ran it on a number of occasions. Means it's a great betting heat to get stuck into. We'll get on to that later on, but we're going to go through these in time order. We're going to look at a couple of races at Newbury, the two group races on their card, and we're going to look at the consolation and the William Hill Great St. Wilfred on the card at Ripon. We'll go through them in time order, as I say. So we'll start at Newbury in the 225, and that is the Geoffrey Freer Stakes, which is a Group 3 over the extended mile and 5 furlongs. At the time of recording this, it's Defoe at the top of the market, supported as well, 2-1 into 7-4. Frontiersman is 5-2, 13-2 for 2 Eternity, 10-1 Agent Murphy, 12-1 Wall of Fire, and 14-1 are bigger prices for the others. I suppose the way you could talk about this race, you could say you've got the horse that's been there and done it in group form, group races in the past, in the shape of Frontiersman, against two improving horses that could be better than this this level in the shape of Defoe and 2 Eternity. What do you make of it, Craig?
Yeah, I mean, I think Frontiersman is the best horse, but I actually have doubts to his participation in the race, Mark. He's already been withdrawn because of soft ground. And, you know, just before we recorded this podcast, the heavens opened. There was a thunderstorm at Newbury. The ground officially changed to soft. Still raining as we record. You know, it's only going to deteriorate from soft ground now. So, you know, there's every chance that Frontiersman may not run on Saturday, which would obviously see Defoe go off a very, very short price favourite. And obviously he is the one to beat because he's a proven performer under the conditions, Mark. You know, you look at his form this year, very progressive. He won one of the best middle distance handicaps of the year, the London Gold Cup at Newbury. And then he followed up at York off a £10 higher mark. And that was a real good effort, beating Society Red on that occasion. And then he went up to Hamilton last time and won the Glasgow Stakes, a listed race. It didn't look likely for a long way on that occasion, but he was well on top of the finish. And the horse that finished second, Frankus, came out and boosted that form last Saturday. He won a nice race at Haydock, didn't he?
So, yeah, the Rose of Lancaster, yeah.
Yeah, so strong form. And obviously Defoe, even if Frontiersman does run, is the one to beat. And, you know, you're looking at the rest of the opposition in this race, Mark, 2 Eternity, you know, won well last time, but this is a big step up in class for the filly, taking on the colt here. Agent Murphy, real likable type, but makes a reappearance after a huge absence of 539 days. Yep. Going to be a tough ask. Wall of Fire, who was a really good three-year-old last year, doesn't look to be in the same form this time around, and the others look up against it, you know, here. So this is another excellent opportunity for Defoe to continue his progression And I would expect them to hit the back of the net once again.
Hey, see you done there. Very good. Defoe to score then in the 225 at Newbury, the Geoffrey Freer Stakes. Moving on to the action at Ripon next. And the 240 is the William Hill Silver Trophy Handicap, a 6 furlong handicap coming up. And we've got a good field of 20 lining up if they all take their place in the lineup. The Armed Man is the 8-1 favourite. Bossy Pop is 9-1. Magical Effect 9-1 as well. 11-1 for Lexington Times. Jack Dexter is 12s. Terentum Star, Guishan, Singer, and Related also all 12-1. And it's 14s or bigger prices for the others. As open as you would expect, Craig. 8-1 the field. Plenty with chances. Who would you side with?
Indeed. I think the first approach to this race, Mark, is try and find an angle in.
Yeah.
And for me, you know, the first angle was the pace. And the two front runners are drawn and stalled 19 and 20. Terentium Star and the favourite for the race that you mentioned there, the Armed Man. Mm-hmm. You know, I think they're guaranteed to provide us with a pace. I think there will be an advantage here to be drawn near side, which is the high numbers, of course. So that was the main angle here to try and find the winner of this race. In terms of course form, Bossy Pop obviously has to come into consideration. His form at Ripon reads 2-1-2-2-2. So, yep. You know, he's yet to finish out the frame, but he's drawn stall 11. That could well be no man's land, particularly if the split. David Allen's going to have a decision to make which side he goes to, because he's going to be caught bang in the middle. But should run well, conditions very much in Bossy Pop's favour. But a horse that ran in the same race as Bossy Pop last time is the one I'm going to plump for here, and that's Red Pike. Came under pressure sooner than ideal in the Ripon race last time, but he stuck to his task really well in the closing stages there. He was hampered and he didn't get a clear run at close to the finish on that occasion. And I think there's slightly more to come from him. Obviously, you know, if the ground was to turn softer, there would be a slight doubt, but I think as it stands at the moment, conditions should be fine. He's 16-1 chance as we record this. Got a lovely pitch, drawn in stall 17. He is going to be in an excellent position to track a strong pace through. He's been dropped another £2 in the weight. You know, he's attractively handicapped on 87 with Adam McNamara reducing that to 84. It's quite a lot of positives for Red Pike in this race at the price as well, Mark. 16-1 each way.
Yeah, I like it. I like the angle there. Red Pike, the selection then for Craig in the 240 at Ripon. The big race on the card at Ripon is the 315, the William Hill Great St Wilfrid Handicap. 6 furlongs is the trip for this one. Again, we've got 20 runners set to go to post here, and Growl is the favourite. Just nudged out ever so slightly at the time recording this. 92 out to 5-1. It's 8-1 from 9s for Shanghai Glory. Flying Pursuit is 10-1. 11-1 Piper's Note. 11-1 for Ribeiro. 12-1 Outdo. And 14-1 or bigger prices for the rest. We know a lot about Growl, Craig. He's been thought good enough to run in the likes of the July Cup in the past. He's run really well off top weight one of the top weights in the Stewards Cup at Glorious Goodwood last time. The weight's going to be a problem again, possibly. And just in behind him that day was Shanghai Glory, and they're backing that in opposition to the favourite now. Do you see that as being key?
Yeah, I do. I mean, Growl, I think he'll run his race, but, you know, you've got to have a few pounds in hand to win a race like the Great St Wilfrid, don't you? And Growl, there's nothing hiding there from the handicapper. I think he will run. He could definitely hit the frame. But I think, you know, there will be one or two improvers too good for him. And Shanghai Glory was hampered all the way up the inside of the track at Goodwood in the Stewards Cup. Couldn't get a clear passage. And when daylight came, what you wanted to see from Shanghai Glory on that occasion was him to, you know, run to the line and run past horses once he's seen daylight. And he did that, Mark. He passed 3 or 4 when he got a clear gap and a clear run at it. So that was, you know, hugely positive after a horse that met a lot of trouble in running. You know, you look back and he's got some good back class as well. He is a likeable type. He's, you know, you need a classy type to win a race like this that, you know, could find a little bit more improvement. In terms of the pace, this isn't anywhere near as clear cut. You know, Catchy was drawn in stall 1, but unfortunately he's been pulled out already. He's a non-runner for the race. And you look at the other pace angles here, and they're all drawn up the middle of the track. And they're all going to have decisions to make. The likes of Ribeiro, you know, he's drawn in stall 11 here. He's one that is likely to go forward. Muntadab, he's drawn in stall 14. Name it what you like, drawn in stall 12. So, you know, there's three likely front runners that are drawn in the middle. I suspect they may come near side.
Yeah.
which could well be the place to be. I think he's got to be worth another chance. Shanghai Glory, after such an unlucky run. And if they do come near side, that's going to be advantage, because he's drawn in stall 15 under Jamie Spencer, who seems to excel, you know, at this type of distance on this type of track.
Yeah. So Shanghai Glory the pick?
Yep, Shanghai Glory would be my pick. And what is a really competitive and a really good renewal of the William Hill St. Mulford.
Yeah, cracking renewal. Great betting race for Saturday afternoon. The 3:15 there at Ripon, the William Hill Great St. Wilfred Handicap. And the final race that we look at on this podcast is back at Newbury. It's the 3:35 there. It's the Hungerford Stakes, a 7 furlong Group 2. And the market at the time of recording this, headed by Labrisa Breeze, who's been very well backed, 11-4 into 9-4 already. Breton Rock is drifting out to 15-2. 15-2 for Kaspersky. It's 8-1 for Nathra. 9-1 Daban. 10-1 for Massart. And 11-1 are bigger prices for the remainder. The two at the front end of the market there, Craig, have formed from last time, Labrisa Breeze and Breton Rock in the Lennox.
Lennox Stakes at Goodwood Mark, indeed, yes. And connections of Breton Rock, you know, they'll be celebrating already with the rain that's fallen.
Yeah.
Because, you know, one thing this horse wants is to get its toe in it and wants real soft ground. But he won the Lennox Stakes, which is a Group 2, but unfortunately for that success, he's penalised here.
Yeah.
And that is going to make it slightly tougher for him, Mark. And obviously the unlucky horse in the Lennox Stakes was Labrisa Breeze of Dean Ivory's, who's already had a winner at Newbury meeting. He won the listed fillies race on Friday. So yard in good form. Caught the eye as well at Royal Ascot, 2 starts back in the Diamond Jubilee. Again, you know, was full of running, going through the line, didn't get the clearest of passages. He is one of these horses that unfortunately does meet trouble in running because of his racing style. You know, we cannot get away from that, but we also cannot get away from the class this horse possesses. He progressed through Handicap Company all the way through last year. He deserved his place, you know, at the group level. After only 1 start at Group 3, you know, he went straight into Group 1 Company at the big Ascot meeting last October, and ran really well behind the Tin Man. So, you know, he's well up to this standard at Group 2 level, and this looks like he could well gain compensation for the trouble he met at the Goodwood Festival.
Fair enough. What do you make of the three-year-olds against the older horses in races like this at this time of year?
Yeah, obviously the weight for age, you know, is a massive advantage, but 7 furlongs, you know, isn't as big an advantage as middle distances and further. Yeah. So, I wouldn't look, you know, too much into this, and, you know, I'd rather go with the form here and go with the classier types.
All right, so Craig's pick there then is Labrisa Breeze in that race at Newbury. So let's, as usual, Craig, have a little bit of a quick summary before you go. If you'll just relay your selections for us then one more time.
Defoe to score for the fourth time at Newbury in the 2:25. In the consolation race for the Great St. Wilfred at 2:40, we're going with Red Pike each way at a decent price. And in the 3:15, the big one on Saturday, the William Hill Great St. Wilfred, we're going with Shanghai Glory. And hopefully to finish off this nice Yankee, whatever we want to call it, Mark, Labrisa Breeze in the 3:35 at Newbury.
Okay. Don't normally do this, but just thought I'd have a go at it this time. I've put them together in a little fourfold, and that would pay 1,366 to one, pretty much, so...
Well, we could
nice
do
little interest on a Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, you know, we could look to the remainder of the kids' school holidays and the rest of August, and maybe change a few plans, Mark, if these four horses were successful on Saturday.
Well, it's been a pleasure once again, Craig. Thank you very much. Good luck and enjoy on Saturday.
Thank you very much, Mark.
There you go then, the thoughts of Craig Forsyth on Saturday's racing. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:10 p.m. James Millman, Andrew Mount and Paddy Aspel, the team in the studio. It's Newbury, Ripon, Newmarket, Doncaster and Perth in the afternoon. Bath, Market Racing and Tramore in the evening. We'll also try and squeeze in the Irish St. Ledger trial over at the Curragh. So a real busy Saturday. And we've got the highlight, of course, being the William Hill Great St. Wilfred at Ripon. And we've also got group racing, including the Hungerford and the Geoffrey Freer at Newbury. Real good Saturday. Do tune in for that. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing podcast, and enjoy Saturday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.